Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm always grateful to have found my wife.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
She completes me in every way, and I couldn't imagine life without her. But there was a time in my life when everything was quite different. I don't know if it's just me, but I've always been in a relationship. I can't remember a time when I was single for more than a couple of weeks. But the last relationship I had before I met my wife is one that scared me for the rest of my life, both physically and mentally. It all happened about 5 years ago. I was younger, more hopeful, and especially more trusting of people. And then Dana came into the picture. A beautiful, tall brunette with sparkling green eyes and a figure that almost anyone would envy. Yeah, she seemed perfect. We met at a coffee shop. She was in line behind me and we both wanted the same drink. That's when we started talking and one thing led to another. The two of us started dating and everything seemed fine for the first 3 or 4 dates. But I found it strange that she never invited me over to her house. She'd been to my place many times, but every time I would walk her to her door, she would never ask me if I'd want to come in and spend a little bit more time together. We were both adults living on our own, so in my mind, I thought it was strange. One evening, as I was driving home from work, I decided to swing by her place and give her a giant bouquet of roses. I was right in front of her building and I called her. I didn't want to be this creep that just appears in front of her door. So as she picked up the phone, I asked her if she was home and if she was busy. "Oh no, I was actually just thinking of you," she said. I took that as a sign that it was okay for me to tell her that I'm downstairs. But as I did, she started to stutter. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And she hung up the phone. I didn't think that she was with someone else or anything similar. I actually didn't have any idea why she acted that way. But I didn't take it personally. I wasn't a controlling person by any means. But a couple of days later, I got a call from an unknown number. "Hello? Hello, is this Matt?" "Yes." "Dana's in the hospital. She got into a car accident." "Oh my God. She's stable now. You were the only number she called for the past few months." The doctor then asked me if I could go over to her place and bring some stuff, like pajamas and similar things. I went over to the hospital. Dana was still unconscious. I got her keys and drove immediately to her place. But as I opened the door, I couldn't believe my eyes. Pictures of me on the walls, melted candles all over the place, and a sort of shrine in the middle of her living room with another picture of me on top. There was also a small notebook under the picture, so I opened it. "On the 13th, our Lord and Savior will come to this earth and claim me as his own. This sacrifice will bring him joy and will allow me to join his kingdom in this life and the next." And the entire text had a blood stain on it. I looked around a bit more and saw that under one of my photos, a sharp, bloody knife was placed, and it had something written on the handle. "With this blade, I will sacrifice his life." I turned it on the other side, and it said simply, Matt. Since she was hurt, I grabbed some of her things and dropped them off at the hospital. As I arrived, Dana woke up. She smiled at me, but I asked her about what was going on inside of her house. At that moment, she started acting crazy. She ripped out her IV and tried to jump on top of me so I couldn't leave. But her leg was injured, so she fell to the floor. Dana still managed to scratch my arm in her attempt to contain me, and even to this day, I have that scar.
You don't understand! I need to sacrifice a pure soul! It's bigger than you and me, Matt! I have to do this!
She yelled. The nurses even came in to see what was going on. I left the hospital, and I could still hear her screaming a couple of floors down. I was out of there and never contacted her again. The worst part was that she even came to my house a couple of times, and I was forced to move out so she wouldn't find me. Fortunately, that was the time I met my wife. And since then, I tried to forget what nearly happened to me.
Did you enjoy the first story? If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the channel.
Horror movies were one thing. Having a girlfriend who loved them was another thing. And having a girlfriend who loved to practice what she watched was the height of it all. The abnormal fetish that Grace had for such movies remained a mystery to me. She would only say she loved them so much, and she would love to see them happen in real life. She had practiced a lot of the movies on unsuspecting mates in school, which left me no choice but to stop her from watching such movies, which she promised to stop, but only after she did the last scare that she had been planning for years. Be careful. That was the only thing I told her that day. If I had known, or asked her to tell me what her plan was exactly, the school would probably not be in smoke, and a lot of students wouldn't be in the burn unit in the hospital, if they weren't dead like others. Tonight, we feast. She said before putting hands in mine and walking into the dance room. It was our prom night, and the room was different shades of bright colors. But when Grace decided to put on black, I had to accept it because the color was totally up to her, and I had to wear whatever she wore. She had a weird smirk plastered on her face throughout the journey, from her house to the school, and even while on the dance floor, that smirk didn't leave her face. Also, she kept texting a particular number throughout the journey, using question marks and full stops only. Is this all a part of the scare? I thought. I decided not to ask her. Why spoil the fun since I was here also? The light in the room suddenly went off. The only light in the room came from the shiny gowns of the girls. A solemn music began to play from the speakers. I looked around for Grace in the dark, but I didn't see any blonde-haired girl who looked like her, or any girl who was dressed in black. I stood rooted to my spot to prevent myself from falling. I had barely gotten the thoughts of Grace being behind the whole thing when I felt a force push me to the ground. I tried to adjust myself back up, but I felt pinned to the ground by the same force, and I just decided to lay flat on the floor. I didn't have enough strength to fight with someone who I couldn't see. The end is now the beginning, a very thin voice said. It didn't sound like Grace, but was not also far from what she sounded like. I tried to catch a glimpse of anyone on the ground with me, but everyone was bothered about talking to their prom dates, while Grace left me with no one to talk to but myself. A liquid began to pour on everyone, and when I tried to move away just so it wouldn't touch me, I felt a huge dump of it on me. I heard a mocking laugh and a frown formed on my face. I picked the person who poured the liquid on me by the feet, and the person fell to the ground, the glass of liquid in their hand shattering into pieces right behind them. "How dare you!" I yelled into their face. The person didn't say anything, but only stared back at me. The light came on again, and I checked the face of the person I was holding. It was Chris, Grace's best friend. Was it just your plan to destroy prom, or kill everyone here if the light didn't come on? I asked him. He shook his head before covering his face in the fear that I would hit him again. I let him go, but not before locating Grace. She had to be there somewhere. She would be the mastermind after the whole scare. I walked into the common room and there she was, in the arms of another guy. Was this the reason you wanted to scare everyone? To have the time to do this? I asked her in disappointment. Steve, I'm sorry. I'm just in love, and I don't know how to satisfy you both simultaneously. I closed the door behind me forcefully. It was the first time I was so much in love and so much heartbroken at the same time. So much for love, I thought before walking out of the school building. I looked back for a second and the whole building went up in flames. Students tried to run out as fast as they could. I searched for Grace in the crowd, but couldn't find her. If she set the school in flames, she could have at least found a way out for herself. But I didn't see the vibrant, weird smile on the face of anybody except Chris, who had an evil laugh on his face. I perceived the odor on my cloth, and it all became clear. It was petrol. I tried to run into the building to save Grace, but Chris pulled me back. He then whispered in my ear, "She was a bitch. Let her burn. Good for both of us. If only I could have warned her. If only." I stared at Chris for a few seconds in hatred before walking back home.
I was 24 years old. I worked as an app developer and had a loving girlfriend. She was probably the only reason things weren't going so great at the moment. My friends warned me about my girlfriend April, but I always waved away their complaints. I knew that she had a wild side. That was what drew me to her in the first place. April was impulsive and sometimes reckless, but I loved her, and it was always exciting being with her. One time, she called me to come to the hospital, and I got there to see that she had a cast on her arm. She said she missed the subway train and tried to get in by ramming herself on the glass. The force had sprained her arm. I had to pay the bills and also take care of her. I told her that normal people would have waited for another train or found an alternative way, but she stubbornly didn't listen to me. We had been dating for close to a year now, and aside from the time she would get us into trouble, nothing serious had ever happened. I asked her to move in with me because I thought I could keep her safe from herself. I was wrong. One of my apps that I put in for a bidding contest won, and April said we had to go celebrate. I was ecstatic and agreed with her. The contract was a good one for me, and I was going to be very rich. We went to a bar at the end of our street. We got a bottle of champagne and toasted to my success. It was nice being with her, and we talked about everything and laughed together. It was getting late, so we decided to go home. I stood up and bumped into someone behind me. The guy shoved me, and I had to grab the bar table for support. "Hey, watch it!" I finally got a good look at him.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
He was a big and muscular man. I swallowed nervously. April was pushing at the guy's chest, telling him he had to apologize. The other people at the bar just watched, probably hoping there would be a fight. No one came to intervene. "April, let it go," I said, grabbing her by her waist and pulling her back. I didn't want any trouble tonight, and this guy was the sort of people that we shouldn't be messing with. The excitement of tonight fizzled out, and all I wanted was to go back home. "Yeah, listen to your wimp of a boyfriend and get out," he said. What happened next happened so fast. One moment, April was beside me. The next one, she launched herself at the guy who insulted me and started slapping him. They were both on the floor, but April was on top of him. She punched him in the face, and the guy yelled. He tried to punch her back, but she dodged it. I guess only someone as crazy as my girlfriend would have learned to fight because of her tendencies to get into trouble. I pulled her off of him with great difficulty and yelled at her to stop. She struggled against me, but I managed to pull her out of the bar. The look on the guy's face chilled me to the bones, and I hoped this would be the end of it. On the way home, I scolded April and told her that she should think before she acted. Anything could have happened, and she could have been hurt. She shrugged it off and said that she just couldn't stand by when someone was insulting me. I shook my head in barely restrained anger. We got home eventually, and I went to the kitchen to get her ice for her hands. About an hour passed by, and I put the drama that happened behind me. We were in the living room watching a movie when I heard a sound that didn't come from the TV. I muted the movie and stood up. April watched me with wide eyes and asked me what was wrong. I told her that there was someone in the house. Suddenly, the lights went off. April screamed and held on to me. "Who's there?" I called out. "Did you think I would just let you go?" a voice said, chuckling. It was the guy April assaulted in the bar. I gulped and told April that we had to get out of the house. The guy looked pretty dangerous, and for him to break into our house, it meant something terrible would happen. April brought out her phone to call 911. The guy walked into the living room, a gun pointed at us. He motioned for her to end the call, and April had no choice but to do that. Then he asked us to get on our knees. We complied, and I kept thinking of a way out of this situation, but found none. April rammed into him, and he lost his grip on the gun. I reached for the gun and looked up to see that April was biting him. The guy screamed and cursed before punching her in the stomach. She fell down, groaning. He looked at me and saw that I had the gun pointed at him. Perhaps he thought I wasn't going to pull the trigger because he started coming at me as if daring me to shoot him. I pulled the trigger at the same time our door got knocked down and uniformed men marched into the room. The guy was on the floor with a bullet hole in his shoulder. They restrained me first because I was the one with the gun. The guy started crying and said that I hurt his girlfriend and that I wanted to kill him. April was unconscious, so it was his word against mine. At least till she woke up. I was taken into detention, pending the time that April woke up. The next evening, I was released. The police said that April gave her statement, and it was the same thing I told them. April was waiting outside for me and ran to hug me when I came out. I was silent till we got home. Then I told her that she should move her things out. I was breaking up with her. She dissolved in tears and told me that what happened would never happen again. I looked at her in pity and shook my head. It hurt me to break up with her, but I had no choice if I wanted to remain alive. She moved out, and I hoped that she would find someone that could protect her when I couldn't. I continued developing apps, and my friends would often tease me that I needed a girlfriend. I ignored them all. I wasn't on the market for trouble, and it would remain that way for a long time.
Before now, the dark web was a secret, something people didn't talk about freely as such, until people started falling victim to hackers and lost protection of themselves. At first, it was just random messages popping on the screen about being always watched and a particular someone always knowing where you were, before it led to people always running from going out because they didn't know if someone could be watching them and then take pictures to post on the web. For days, it went on like that, and most of my friends fell victim to it. Most of them eventually had to break up with their partners because whoever took pictures of them just had to take one where they were intimate with another person. When their stories all felt similar, I just had to think it was someone close to us that was doing such. It was quite easy to think that it couldn't be someone who didn't know anything about the friend group or where they were going to be at a particular time. I made it my sole aim to catch whoever was the culprit behind uploading our private information on the web. It couldn't be that hard, since I was almost 100% sure that it was one of us. I called a meeting that night for the next day, with the attachment that just read, a friendly meeting to have fun, but I had other plans in place, or instead, the culprit had other plans for me. If only one could see the future, I would have tried to prevent it from happening. The continuous notifications from my laptop woke me up the next morning. My friends had sent concerned messages, and people seemed to be commenting on the same picture on the web. I downloaded the picture and opened it, only to find out it was me asleep, but half naked on the bed. How on earth? I checked myself again and I was fully clothed, just the way I went to sleep last night. I tried deleting the picture, but I couldn't. I tried to turn off the comments, but I couldn't, since I wasn't the one who posted it. It was the same person who had posted the pictures of my friends cheating on their partners. I walked around the house to check if I left the door open overnight, or a window, because there was no way the person could have gotten in from the door. I was sure I locked the door. I took another step closer to the door, and I heard another door in my house close just behind me. It was almost as if someone had been there and was about to come out when he saw me and went back before closing the door. But I ignored it. It was probably just my mind. I checked the front door and it was just as I left it the night before. Shut, closed, and tight. I was confused but decided to ignore it. Everyone had questions and I wasn't ready to answer. It was better to just ignore it for the moment. A good bath was always the fix for situations as such. I walked back to the bedroom and then to the bathroom for a good bath. I had barely switched on the shower when I heard a loud bang in the sitting room. I rushed out of the bathroom and before I pulled on my towel, I heard the glass in the room shatter. I stayed back for a few seconds in the bedroom, behind the door, and I heard footsteps in the sitting room. It sounded huge and angry, like it was running from one place to another, looking for a particular thing. I put on a very big top and tried to go out, but stopped when I heard footsteps again. It was coming towards the bedroom this time. I locked the door quietly and just waited silently for whatever was going to happen. I was scared and silent, before my laptop gave my silence away. A notification came in, and just by looking at it, I knew I just had to check immediately. The culprit posted a picture on his page. He was in a mask and the background was my house? I zoomed in on the picture and I just had no doubt it was indeed mine. How on earth is the person even in a house that was locked overnight? Has he been here before and I didn't notice? His caption read, "Just having my fun in the best way I can. Nothing can stop me now." He added a goofy emoji and I just got more annoyed at it. How was scaring someone else and running around the house fun? Suddenly, I began to remember all the weird things that had been happening for a while. Coming home to meet clothes scattered all over the room, but not remembering how it got there, because I just thought of myself as a messy person. Or the running water in the bathroom, which I was sure I put off before leaving the house. Or the endless search of money that I know I put in a particular place and couldn't find it again. And eventually ended up calling myself careless. I put on some courage and decided to face him. The worst that could happen was getting beat up or him pulling off my clothes and showing it on the web. And if the web was still as secretive as it used to be, I wouldn't be concerned. I opened the door slightly, and when I didn't see anyone, I walked out and closed the door silently. I adjusted the wardrobe stick that was in my hand. I had to make a weapon for myself somehow. I kept walking and walking, and only stopped when I heard footsteps behind me.
"See who finally came out?" the voice said.
I know that voice, I thought. I knew that voice from anywhere. No one could even tell me it was someone else and I would agree. "Jasper?" I asked, but didn't get any reply. I felt the footsteps move further away when I turned. He was no longer there. I looked around for him but couldn't find him. Oh, God. What kind of sorcery is this? I sighed in frustration and just stood at the spot. It was hard enough that I was already scared. I could not kill myself for him, even if he posted everything about me for the world to see. I heard him sneak up behind me, and with calculated steps, I stopped him from attacking me and pinned him to the ground. "You do remember I took Taekwondo class, don't you?" I asked him with a feeling of satisfaction about the fact that I caught him. "You're such a creepy human. Did you think you wouldn't get caught? You should have thought again, and I promise you're going to regret this." I picked the shoelaces that were close to me and used it to tie his legs and hands. "Shall we begin?" Even I felt an evil smirk on my face.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
He was creepy and scary. I could definitely do worse.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.